You're now listening to the Sports Roundtable. Overlooking Atlantic Station, you just regular guys. Keep the dream alive because it can happen.
Just remember, come Saturday, you watching Lil Wayne on College Football Field.
You know what God said, right? Just started, I finished.
Quarterback position is the only position on their team where there's not a playmaker. All he did was raise his hands up last year after he scored and gave the money sign. It makes no sense.
You're now listening to the Sports Roundtable. What up, what up, what up? The crew is back live from the penthouse, 300th floor, overlooking Atlantic Station. It's the crew Sports Roundtable, episode number 20. Shall I say 20? Don't want to be called a Jameis Winston. Talk about.
Ooh.
So I have to say 20 so everyone can understand what I'm saying. But nevertheless, it's a milestone episode. The crew is in the building. Matter of fact, we got the whole crew in the building for the first time. The family is here. D-Will is back.
Yes, sir.
What's up, homie?
You got it.
Sports superhero.
Big Harris, what's up? What's up, D-Will?
What's happening?
You know it. Got slick money in the building.
I finally got a job, so let me get it for the girls. Get it. D-Will back looking handsome. Good to see you, Hancock.
What's up, Slick Money?
Did you introduce Tia?
She's next.
Okay, go ahead. Hey, Tia.
What's going on?
And the Jeweler Sports.
Yes, I'm in the building with the crew. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. And I got my engineer in here tonight, Mr. Smash Man. Yes, sir. The beat that you're listening to? Yes, he rocked that. Yeah. Phone numbers and contact information, you can get it later. But Josh McLaren in the building.
What's up, Josh?
Doing his thing. And we got a youngster in the building as well.
Youngin.
A youngin, you know. Trying to see where his career path is going to go.
My offspring.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Mr. Jalen Hancock in the building. Yes, sir. Hope you did all your homework already. Okay. There we go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we had some technical difficulties earlier. But as we've always stated, we are one floor underneath where God lives. So, once again, he has put us in a situation where we had some adversity, but we had faith, and we are on the air.
We're blessed. We are very blessed.
Yes, as Slick Money would always say, keep the faith. Have faith. Things will work out for you. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. We're going to set this show up today, man, and It's a blessing to be on 20 episodes, because when we first started, who knew that we would get to 20 or 20 would be this quick? But it is here. I'm proud. I appreciate the whole team for coming out and doing what they love to do. So I just had to say that first. We're going to get into some news and notes. We got the roundtable discussion. Look like Mr. Hancock is going to entertain us with his nose. We also got D Wheels, Facebook question of the week. And we're talking about black quarterbacks since Mr. Winston has triple crowned everything for this year. And word on the street, of course. And then we're going to go into the mind of Slick Money. And that's going to be scary. So, no joke this week.
Huh?
Oh, then we got a segment called I Hate It When. So, I'm sure that's going to entertain a whole bunch of folks. I Hate It When. When what? When, stay tuned. So we're gonna jump off into some news and notes, unless somebody else got a joke, a funny tale or anything. I think we've had a joke for tonight with these technical difficulties.
When Tiff gonna get to do a joke? We gotta get a female joke in here. Can you got a joke?
Not today. I'll do one next week though.
No, say it wherever.
I'll do a joke next week.
In case you hear some delay in chatting, me and Tiff are sharing a mic. The other guys didn't like Tiff. But you know, I love Tiff, so I'm gonna share a mic with Tiff. And so if you hear a pause in between two people, we switching mics. But it just goes show you God is good, isn't it?
God's
we was
great.
Getting ready to cancel the show, Hancock. And he said, you know what happened at the Red Sea, didn't you?
He parted it,
didn't you? Pharaoh still scratching his head, Steve said. What happened to them Negroes? I thought I had them.
That was good. That was real good.
That's the joke. Yes, sir. He got that drum roll on that one.
That was good.
Rim shots. That's what I'm talking about, baby. All right, we're going to get into some news and notes. And I love this song. I love my boys from Memphis. And my news and notes is going to be a dedication to my homeboys, 8-Ball MJG. So we going to crank that thing up.
Orange Mound in the house.
Say it one more time.
Orange Mound in the house.
Yes, sir.
Was that Tila?
No.
What? Onyx? What? I'm going to Onyx when I leave here.
Yes, I'm going with you.
If you don't know what Onyx is, it's the best strip club in the 18th. I'm getting them vacation checks soon. I'm taking the whole crew. We're going to make a tsunami, thunderstorm, rain, snow. Hey. It's snowing across the country right now.
Absolutely.
But at Onyx next week, Horace, it's going to be hailing and snowing.
Hailing and snowing.
I'm telling you, come on, Tila. Memphis style. Orange
yes,
Mound.
Sir.
Melrose High School. Hamilton in the building.
Absolutely.
What? We got to get Tiffany down to Memphis, Steve. Black Haven. What you know about Black Haven?
Pressure world, baby.
All right. News and notes. Florida State are the champs. We'll let Hancock handle that later on in the segment.
Go Noles.
Charlie Strong leaves Louisville and goes to Texas, and Red McCombs had a problem with it. Mr. McComb, former Viking owner, former Nugget owner, that's Denver Nuggets, not McDonald Nuggets, but so he had Spurs. A problem with the hire of Charlie Strong. I don't see what the problem would be. He is a SEC legend, and
Steve, what about that race car?
Look, man, play it. That's what it is. McComb sounds like he got the right color sheets on. Hey, you know, it is what it is.
It's that condescending tone that killed me, man. He was, when he was like, he could be a position coach or maybe a coordinator. That just
The only thing he was missing was saying that boy,
or that.
Well, I wasn't
basically,
but that, right. Yeah, I was waiting on the boy to come out.
Right. So was I.
But anyway, guess who's going back to Louisville to replace him?
Bobby Petrino.
Yeah, he should. He belongs there.
Boy, stop.
Petrino belongs in Louisville. That's how I feel. He's coached. That's where he's done his best coaching. He's had his most wins there. He hasn't done well anywhere else in my mind besides there.
He was doing well at Arkansas.
Arkansas, yeah, he did.
He was wrapped up in all that.
Well, he was.
In my mind, he was more focused than Louisville.
I don't think that was the first motorcycle ride.
That's what I'm saying.
He probably rides some motorcycles.
It's some blondes at Louisville. You better bet that.
He just got caught up in Arkansas.
They gravel a little more loose down in Arkansas.
Well, y'all off the chain. I got to go to Slick Money with this one. Tennessee Titans coach got the boot. What's up with that?
I did not know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Munchak.
Why we can't get Petrino?
But you know, dude would not take, they were going to double his salary if he would have fired his coaches.
Right. One coordinator.
That's all he had to do.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. And he stood by his guns.
He just wanted to get rid of the OC. They just wanted him to get rid of the OC.
Well, they should have got rid of it.
True.
They just don't know. The SRT show would. We'll work for food.
Right.
All of us, Tiffany can be the cornerback coach. Hancock can do the. Harris will do the quarterback. Steve would be the defensive coordinator. Derek would be. Well, who you want to be, Derek?
I'm just going to talk.
Derek just going to talk. And I'm going to sit in the booth. Because I can't stand the cold weather.
But I want to know what, if Harris, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay. Oh, whoa.
Uh-oh.
Let's say ESPN comes to Harris McLaren, HM3.
HM3.
Yes, sir.
Big hole, if you know him, from Bankhead.
Bankhead.
And says, you need to 86 your crew.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. How you feel about that, big hole?
And come to ESPN, and we'll make you famous.
Well, let me cut the music off of this.
I want to hear this answer.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing, and I tell everybody this. If they want me to come to ESPN, to do what?
To be a personality.
If
you taking over Colin Cowherd's spot.
Oh. Well, my negotiation would be this. The SRT show has to go on the road or go to Bristol or wherever they want me, unless they go build a studio in Gwinnett for me. But the crew has to come, because this is where I lay.
And I understand it, and I appreciate that. But I'm making you go.
Yeah, I was just gonna say,
it's
bro,
gonna be just like Nelly and the St. Lunatics.
Derek,
go get that money.
Go get that money and come back, Derek, and
come back
and get us. Derek. Horace said that. Is that politically correct?
That's close enough. That's close enough. Piccadilly, politically, whatever. Yeah. Close enough.
Who's that Piccadilly? But I'm going to tell you something seriously. Horace needs to stop lying.
Don't it.
I'm being realist.
Don't it.
Because if they come and get slick,
I'm out.
I'm going to tell the other six drawers, hey, man, I'll catch y'all next Christmas. Trust me when I tell you, you will get a good Christmas gift.
If you're going to be calling Cowherd, bruh, I can't blame you.
Yeah, I want him to go. I'd rather him go get that money, get set up. He can always come back and get us.
Hey, yeah. What'd you say about that, Tiffany?
I actually would like Big Ho to go and come back and get us. You know, I think I want him to go in there, get his feet wet, let them like him, and then in like a few months be like, oh, y'all love me? Well, I know who else y'all love. Hey, I got this whole crew.
I got an X Factor. We got an X Factor. We did a show a couple weeks from Reavers Island.
Right.
And I met Mama. So he ain't going nowhere from me. I know Mama.
We always know where we can find
you. Oh, we can find him.
Every Monday,
sitting up here on the SRT show lying to us. Tell me, I ain't going nowhere without y'all.
But the thing.
Some other friends done did that too, ain't it?
But the thing about
hold on. What's the boy Steve NSYNC from Memphis? Justin Timberlake. What did he tell the rest of them boys?
I get back.
Yeah, we Memphis boys step out by ourselves.
But I knew I had a crew that had my back. So
you got that right, folks.
It's
we
all
down.
Good. So, you know, matter of fact, either one of us gets an opportunity, because Miss, you know, the Jewel of Sports, the hottest thing on radio on right now.
Sizzling.
You know what I'm saying? So if she get the Fox.
Guess what, though? All my female friends are telling me that they tired of hearing how pretty Tiffany is. They said, why you got to say she's so gorgeous? I said, y'all ain't seen her yet.
Hey, checked out the face page.
Go to face page, and you can see Tiffany with a two-piece on. Now, see, me, Harz, and Steve ain't taking that shirt off.
No, the only two pieces got, he got,
Derek got the washboard stomach for real.
I might show you some. Show some.
Slick, if they make the two-piece around me, it's Popeye's. I got to have.
I hope you didn't break that chit, D, because I'm going to make you pay for it, boy.
Well, I'm laughing so hard, I just caught a cramp.
I see you right now. We ain't going to even make it through the first set.
Straight Charlie horse over here. Why?
But if I did get picked somewhere, but please believe I'm plugging all of y'all to come with me. Y'all help mold me, and y'all coming with me, so that's what it is.
Yeah. See,
Tiffany gonna make me cry.
Real talk.
I knew she was gonna say something, right? And that was very thoughtful of you, seriously.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because if SRT gonna do it, then
we gonna do it big then.
Yes, sir. So we're gonna keep it moving. Yeah. Let me finish my news and notes. Finally, Bynum gets traded.
Whew.
To Chicago for Luol Deng Dookie. And he got released as soon as the trade went through. I have nothing to say about Bynum because he sleeps with coaches' wives. So I have nothing to say.
Done.
There you go. All right, go ahead, Tiff. I know you want to scram on.
Well, even though we're not into the word on the street yet, I do have something to say about Bynum in my hot rumors on the street.
There are
8 teams that may go after him in the rumor. So I'll get more into that in the word on the street.
If any team signs him, I need to load the shotgun up.
Yeah.
Because they are insane. 3 players from UTEP gets booted off the team for gambling on the sport.
Wow.
1 year suspension. I mean.
But they're all upperclassmen, so all of them college career is done.
Yeah, they pretty much done. So, Tim Floyd, the coach at UTEP, says goodbye to 3 of his players. They probably won't go make the tournament anyway.
Leading scorer.
Yeah. So, locally, Atlanta Braves got some good news today. Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux into the Hall of Fame. I'm so proud of them. Tom Glavine.
First ballot.
Was my one of my favorite pitchers. Just stubborn on that corner.
Right.
Stubborn.
And he go out a little bit farther and still get that call.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, you know, before you move on with that, do you know Maddux was left off of 1 ballot? And
yeah.
I won't even mention the guy's name.
Yeah, let's not mention it, but I heard
but
about
it's,
it.
But it's, to me, you know, his reasoning behind it was to
horrible.
Say that the steroid era is his cause, and he won't vote for anybody that played in that era. Well, I got a problem with how they let the managers and all these people go in with no problem. Like, they didn't know their players were on steroids.
Right.
Exactly.
So how can you hold the players accountable, but you're not holding the management or anybody else that had anything to do with baseball under the same, you know, the same accord? That makes sense to me.
And to piggyback off that, like, he said he's not voting for anybody in the steroid era. So you telling me when Derek Jeter come up, you're not voting for him?
Exactly.
You're not voting for Mariano Rivera?
Right. He will.
Like, come on now.
He'll probably be off the panel.
Well, they need his vote going to be taken. Away. Yeah. They really do. They need to take the vote away. But they need to come off of this steroid crap, man, anyway. I mean, you can't regulate. You can't legislate when it started, who did it, who didn't. You can speculate. But, you know, it is what it is. Baseball is not pure, and it's never going to be pure, so stop it.
They were popping greenies back in the day.
Exactly.
And this might not sound right, but steroids saved baseball.
They did.
Saved.
Well, I agree.
They really did, because Sammy Sosa and Mark McGuire made everybody watch baseball.
And neither one of them were Hall of Famers before that. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not endorsing kids to go out and do it, but they saved the game of baseball. The commissioner ain't going to like what I said.
Right.
But trust me, he knew. How can
knew.
You not know?
Yeah, they knew.
When everybody heard falling out, really?
So they sacrificed their careers to save baseball, basically, like Bruce Willis did in Armageddon.
And baseball turned their back on him.
I don't know how much sacrifice is when you make $70 to $80 million.
Yeah, no.
Tell you what, I got a bunch of things I sacrificed.
Yeah, and I think that was the trade-off.
Yeah, it was.
y'all make the money.
We'll get you rich.
Yeah, we'll get you rich.
Yes.
But they made people love baseball. I'm right. Serious.
I agree.
98 was magical.
And you saw what Barry Bonds did? Really?
Yeah.
100 home runs?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
and his head grew like 15 sizes, so.
I might cut off
from a size 12 shoe to a 14.
Oh.
Right. I might cut off a foot
man.
For $100 million.
You can have my right hand, my right foot.
That's about it. I might give him a foot.
Give me that waistline.
I got to
have that waistline. What's that, a 24?
Boy, stop. It's a good 36 over here now.
Boy, stop.
I see right now, Howard, this is going to be a classic show.
It is. Can I just finish my
Please, man, go I ahead. We saw, man.
Go ahead, man.
I got one thing. This for you, Slick. LeBron James.
Drum roll.
Well, I mean, that bad. I just think that he's hot.
Absolutely.
The commercials are awesome.
For sure.
And, boy, he showed off the uniforms he bought for his high school team today.
Mm-hmm. Stop. What?
He walked out to unveil the new uniforms for
St. Mary's
Irish in
Akron.
Nice.
Check the video.
They said green and gold.
These uniforms were black.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow.
Look like Oregon.
Like ooh.
Now,
yeah, Nike probably hooked them up.
Yeah, obviously. But then they had the black helmets, and the iris was green.
Ooh.
Ooh. Brum Brum cold, man.
He cold.
I mean, so look, when he walked out to the smoke, and he walked out and just had James on the back of the jersey, all the kids was coming up there just showing love.
My Negro. What so, you talking
about? My hitter.
There you go, D. Good to have D back in the building, Steve. Even though he glad Auburn lost.
Oh, I'm so happy.
D, you need to stop tripping, man.
Hey, I'm happy. Go Noles. I ain't listening to Hancock. My right side is blind.
Hey, have y'all noticed the watch on D's wrist?
I see.
Are you serious? You missed two or three shows and get a watch like that? Really?
It's benefits when your dog die now.
kill him.
You cash in on the insurance policy. Oh, you don't?
He sure did. That doctor's life insurance.
I'm going to give it to y'all like this. If y'all want me to go to the car and bring out a watch box, I do that for you.
Oh.
This is just a piece of the pie. I got a cake in the car.
Boy, y'all are off the chain.
Man, she just. Hey, man. Button, I love you, Button. Rest in peace, I love you.
Hey, sure. Man. Yo, well, you know we gave a shout-out last week.
Oh, no doubt, I heard.
Okay,
yeah,
so,
we gave a lot of shout-outs to Bud.
But honestly, they go put us on BET in a minute for Comedy Hour.
Well, they should. I think they should. But no, I'm serious, D. I don't wear jewelry. I don't know if it breaks my skin out or something like that. You know, when you got sensitive skin from using a Dove all your life.
Wow, yeah.
And I'm looking at this Negro with this nice watch looking like Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I'm like, Steve, was there insurance policy on the dog? Because that's a nice watch.
Hey,
and
I appreciate
you got the ring matching the watch.
Yeah.
It got the waves. What the hell?
Hey, don't forget about this black ice round right there.
Yes,
that's hot, yeah. I like that.
Hey, y'all, seriously, like, you know, we don't like guys like, you know, gay or nothing like that. I'm not knocking nobody who is.
But nothing's wrong with gay.
But ain't nothing wrong with gay.
Right, because we ain't trying to get locked up.
We ain't trying to go to prison. Mm-hmm. But D a handsome dude.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, he got the Brian McKnight ways going.
Not B McKnight. Come on, you kill him.
Okay, I take it back. Boys to men look.
Oh!
We're not going to get through this show.
We ain't going to make it. Hey, can a brother keep? Let me get Jigga. Call me Jigga.
Well, he did get a Jigga one time.
Yeah, he did get Jigga one time for real. Now, you're looking handsome.
I appreciate it, bro. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, if I had that look, I wouldn't even be working on SRT show.
Hey, I just want to tell my baby, they giving you props. So don't be mad I ain't come home tonight.
Oh, she was expecting you to come home?
Oh, yeah. Well,
hey, did you know I'm starting a new show? Yeah, and it's going to be about subjects like right now. When the husband live out of state and he don't come home.
Uh-oh.
So tell your wife she need to get my cell number.
Oh, no, I got cameras in the house. and my wife got a Mossberg and a 38.
And a new dog.
And a new dog. And hey, listen, let me tell y'all about the new dog before we move on. The new dog is named Pocket.
Pocket. Like Pocket. Hot Pocket, wow. Like the pocket. Like,
He you can put him in your pocket.
Oh, okay. He's tiny.
He's tiny.
Okay.
You know, we got a button. Now we got a pocket.
Well, you had a button.
Damn.
Rest in peace, button.
Rest in peace,
R.I.P. button.
All right, man.
Love you, man.
We going to move on to the round table discussion.
I can't with y'all today.
Oh, my goodness. These are some hilarious cats, boy, I tell you. All right, round table discussion. Florida State, Auburn, Monday night. If you missed it, good game. Heisman Trophy winner, Jameis Winston struggled in the beginning. Auburn looked like an SEC juggernaut team, and slowly things started to turn. Then after the game, you get a tweet from AJ McCarron's mother about Jameis Winston. But we're going to let Mr. Hancock get off into this. And Mr. Hancock, you have the floor. Your thoughts on all that went on Monday and thereafter.
Thank you, Harris. Well, first of all, I want to congratulate the team that I follow, the Florida State Seminoles, getting another national championship to take back to Doak Campbell.
Go Noles.
And, you know, looking forward, the future looks bright. The cupboard is still full. Got Jameis coming back for another year. I was very proud that he was able to man the team and get them back in the proper way that they should have performed. I don't think the game plan really fit the situation, but, you know, they were able to come through. So it was a great, great win for Florida State. As far as Miss McCarron, or Dede Bonner, AJ McCarron's mother, she sent out a tweet that kind of went, I don't know if we even call it, went viral or whatever.
She tried to delete it real fast, but yeah, somebody already let it circle.
It was pretty bad saying, what was he speaking English, or is that English, or English please, or something of that nature. I've heard Jameis in an interview one-on-one, and I went back today and listened to one that he had with Dan Patrick.
Okay.
And I wish everyone would look at that interview and base his aptitude and his education on that interview.
Dude is eloquent.
Yeah. The thing about his public speaking, you and I, we can get up in front of hundreds or 1,000 people, and it's different.
Right.
And especially in that moment. He was excited.
Yeah.
You know, the first time when he won the Heisman, it was a big situation. I'm sure he was nervous. You're on television, millions of people watching. You're in front of a large crowd there. It's a little more difficult to speak and try to be, you know, politically correct, not say the wrong things, and then try to get your point or express how happy you are. So he was a little frazzled then and a little frazzled after the game.
Right.
I didn't see a whole lot wrong with what he said. Mm-mm. You have to take into account he's Southern. He has a Southern dialect. And I don't think to hold him, you know, and rake him over the coals as they've done over these two interviews is the right thing to do. Go back and look at him when he is prepared to do an interview. And then base that on this. I mean, I've heard people say he's dumb. And here again, another jock athlete being pushed through. And I don't think it's fair.
When I first heard all the backlash from his interview, I actually went back and listened to it again, and it wasn't all that bad.
It wasn't as bad.
Not at all.
I mean, he sounded like somebody who was just overwhelmed by the moment and excited by everything that had progressed. So there was nothing wrong with what he was saying.
And like I said, please, if you get a chance, go back and listen to him on the Dan Patrick Show following his win of the Heisman Trophy.
Now, that's AJ's mom, right?
AJ McCarron's mom.
Let her son get drafted number one by whoever. He ain't going to talk right either. Let one of us win the lottery. We going to be very excited. And in his slang, dialect, whatever, it doesn't matter. The dude won. Because if I win the lottery, I ain't trying to I'll probably be speaking in tongues. But does that really matter?
Not at all.
But when I go to Bank of America... Mm-hmm. And look at them dollar signs when I hit my computer, mm-hmm. and I got 25 million sitting in there. Who cares how I talk? Yeah.
And social media, you know, has an effect on how people, you know, are seen now. You come into someone's living room 24/7 now, someone's bedroom, whatever, they're able to see you. Back in the day, a lot of athletes would have been scrutinized, you know, for their dialect and the way they spoke, their diction, you know, a lot of that. You know, like I said before, if you look back at Michael Jordan when he was, you know, was first brought upon the scene.
Right.
He never talked on commercials.
Ever.
Never said anything. He sat there, dunked, and let
Mars
do all the talking.
Spike Lee for y'all to know.
Exactly. So he was brought along and kind of, I guess, groomed to be the icon that he is. So give Jameis time.
Right.
Just give him time.
He's 19.
He's 19 years
old. He's 20.
20 years old.
But I'm going to tell you like this. I'm a Bama through and through, and everybody that listen to this show know that. And I was highly, highly disappointed in what A.J. McCarron's mom said. And the reason I say I was so disappointed is because I've listened to A.J. McCarron do thousands of interviews. Before games, after games, practice, you know, just regular settings. A.J. McCarron's not the most eloquent person you ever met in your life either.
Okay.
Like, he's a stutterer. I don't know if he has a speech impediment, but sometimes he is not able to express himself without stuttering a little bit. Because if you go back and you just watch the SportsCenter interview he had with the little girl that was a Bama fan that he wears the bracelet for. Right. If you listen to him speak, that is ESPN is the four-letter network, so it's edited down very well. So if you go back and you just watch that, he's not the most eloquent person you ever met. And I've heard James Winston is from Alabama.
Right.
I've heard this kid speak a lot since he was in the 10th grade. And he is a very intelligent speaker. If you are 20 years old, it's your birthday, you just had the game of your life in a comeback, you don't know what to say.
Especially when you're a freshman, too, and all that is going on. I mean, come on now.
And the only thing he said, and the only thing that he said was controversial was he was like, I looked at my players and I said, are you strong? And they was like, yeah, if you strong, then we strong. He's like, then we strong then.
So,
but that was that a
makes that makes. I don't know if it's because I'm African American.
Right.
I understand everything
he
said.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Why I said I had to go back and listen because I'm like, what was the problem? I understood the whole interview.
I think it was blown out of proportion.
Honestly. Yeah, and it was.
She was wrong. She was just plain out wrong.
Dead wrong. Right.
She said a lot of stuff that I don't agree with. She might need to discontinue her Twitter page.
Exactly.
Because when her son, I love AJ. He's my boy, and I appreciate everything he did for the University of Alabama. But he's going to hold a clipboard for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Well, her and Red McCombs probably have lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because my thing is, if they don't understand what he said, basically he said we won that championship.
There it is.
That's the only thing you need to understand.
Hey, I'm finna throw a little shot. Hey, and y'all can hate me for it later. Better be glad Auburn ain't win because you sure ain't want to hear Nick Marshall talk.
Say what that is in subtitles.
What? Boy, that speak Blackanese. I'm sorry, Nick. I love you. Psych.
Oh, my God. That's all you got, Hancock, on the game?
Go Noles, baby. That's it. I don't have anything. I mean, like I told you, the game plan I didn't like. I didn't care for because I thought Florida State ran patterns 15 to 20 yards downfield. And Auburn rushed with 6-7 people.
Right.
You got 5 blocking 7. You're not going to be able to hold any kind of time for your quarterback to throw the football.
Right.
When they made the adjustment to go to the short passing game, no huddle, the game turned. It actually turned on a fake punt. But what I'm saying is the offense started to move once they went to the short passes and crossing patterns. You can't cover them anyway. Crossing pattern, you can't cover it.
Right.
So I don't know what took them so long. I don't know what Jimbo was thinking. You know, and they're talking about, well, Jameis is frustrated. Well, when you drop back and you hit your seventh step and you got pressure directly in your face, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, I don't care who it is, you're going to be flustered. You can't get the ball out.
Right.
So, you're talking about how he's frustrated. I was more frustrated with the offense coordinator than the play caller.
Right.
That's what killed me. And then you had him running. You got running backs. You got three running backs in the backfield to run the football, and you're running your prize redshirt freshman Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. You're running him on sweeps, and he runs what looks like about a 4.7, 4.8, 40.
Yeah, he ran fast.
Yeah,
that was stupid.
Yes, it was.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question, though, before we move on, because I know you want to move on.
No, go ahead.
In my opinion, do y'all think that Jameis Winston should do the Maurice Claret and challenge the NFL to get into the league early?
No.
He won't win against Goodell.
Oh, no. I'm not saying if he would win.
No.
Okay.
No.
My thing is, should he do it?
No.
Do you think he's ready?
No.
No.
Wow.
I don't know if he's not ready.
I think he's ready.
I think he can play. I think he can play.
He can play in the NFL.
The problem.
He's better than Christian Ponder.
Right. The problem I got is.
He's better than Jake Locker.
I agree with that, but I don't think a lot of those things are, you know, it's more than just having more skill. We talked about this last week about Mike Vick are better than half the quarterbacks. But there are some other intangibles, you know, that goes along with this player being on the team and this player being on the team and things of that nature.
But my point and what I understand what Derek's saying, he can't do any better than where he is in his college.
There's nothing
right
else
now.
In college
There's
he can
nothing
accomplish.
He can do. And to me, for you not to be able to cash in on your success right now is not right. It's the same thing we had with the kid in South Carolina.
Jadavion.
He had to come back and play.
Right.
And had to really.
And he tanked.
Yeah, he just protected himself.
Yeah.
And if I'm Jameis, what am I going to do?
I'm a tank.
Well, you can't. You're not going to win against Goodell.
So you're not gonna win. You're not gonna win against the Shield. That's the problem.
Right. Yeah, so with that now, if you Superman, then go for it. But my opinion, hey, until you can change the rules, then you got to, you know, abide by the rules that's set before you. And I personally think that he can work on his throwing motion. You know,
he still got the baseball release.
Yeah, he can work on that in college if anything.
But I say it gets better in the NFL.
It can, probably will. But
Tebow throwing motion got better in the NFL, and it's horrible still. Yeah. Yeah. So,
but I think he can still work on some stuff. I wouldn't challenge it.
I wouldn't challenge it, but I don't think it's right.
That's it's not right at all. That was my point in asking the question.
Right, yeah, I understand that. So, NFL playoff last week, Kansas City lose. Mm. Mm-hmm. They was up 8-10, up 28 points.
It's some hidden stuff in that, though. The NFL has, with these concussion protocols, have really changed how the game, how an outcome of a game is.
Yeah. Right?
Because you got players that, okay, they got their bell rung, but they were key players that didn't get to come back and play. Jamal didn't get to come back and play. You mm-hmm. lost Avery. You lost a couple other players.
Lost too much.
Davis?
Davis got, did he get a leg injury or head injury?
It was a leg.
But what I'm saying is, you're looking all over the league now. In prior years, if these players with these minor head injuries would have gotten hurt, they're back in the game in the next 3-4 series.
And they're productive.
Right. And now with what's going on and them not being able to come back and play, you're changing how these games are going to end. Yeah. You saw it in Green Bay. In the Philly game, the DB mm-hmm. got hurt. Mm-hmm. And that's when Jackson got off.
Yeah, he locked Deshaun down all night.
And as soon as he got hurt, when Lewis got hurt.
Lewis.
And then D-Jack got off.
Very first play they went at him, 40 yards.
Right.
Very first play.
And so that's what I'm saying. Whenever this happens, and I understand injuries are part of the game, but to take players out, you know, because of this protocol, I don't know. I guess they're going to have to continue to do it because of, you know, this big settlement that the NFL had to go with all these players in the past.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the biggest thing is the money.
And when you think about it, the money that the NFL gave up was not.
It's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah,
but you don't want to put 2 and 3 drops in there.
No, you don't. And like and true enough, CTE is a serious disease.
I understand.
But you know what? It's plenty of people with CTE.
Yeah.
Like it's and I hate the way they try to characterize it just to football players.
Right.
You know, they try to make it seem like every hit that you take, you're developing CTE.
Right.
And that is nowhere near the fact. And like Hancock said, the concussion protocol is good. You need to do that. But if a guy shows signs of a concussion, doesn't mean he has a concussion.
Exactly.
He can still come back in and play. So, and like, I don't know, people don't like to use it, but these guys are warriors.
And when you come and you make it to that level, you've played all your life, you know, it's a pain threshold that you develop
exactly.
playing football.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be taking some years off your life. But, I mean, when you decide to play football.
What we just said in the last segment, you can take my foot. You can have some years for the millions, baby.
They said that every tackle and every hit they get is the impact of a small car crash.
Yeah.
So.
I car crash every day.
But you got a lot of money riding on these games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people paying money. It's a lot of people that follow these teams. And when you start taking players out that will have an effect on the game, you're going to start having some problems.
Right. Go ahead, Slick.
I just think KC choked and
was it more of Andrew Luck or more of KC just couldn't?
No, don't say KC. Let's not say KC. Let's say typical Andy Reid.
Typical Andy Reid. That's what I thought about for too. It. I agree with that.
Throwing the ball.
But we can go with prediction because we can talk about that for a long time.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, New Orleans won.
Yeah, yeah. I rode with New Orleans.
They rode team in the cold. But
who New Orleans got this week?
Seattle.
Oh, that's going in.
Let's go in.
They in that dome.
Yeah.
But, hey, they in a dome. They put up points in a dome. They can play
I thought
inside.
Seattle play outdoors.
No, sir.
They got a roof.
They got a roof now?
They cover.
They got the retractable.
That's right. Yeah, the retractable. That's right. Right. They're going to leave it open
that
this time.
That thing don't retract. Not Seattle. Seattle don't got no hole in the roof.
It's open. It's,
yeah, that's right. What I thought.
The way it's designed,
yeah.
It holds all the noise. But it don't close.
Oh, it don't close.
That's right, because it rains there a lot.
Right. Yeah. I just think that it doesn't matter where the game be played. Seattle, for real, man. I think New Orleans in trouble, man. For real.
New Orleans in trouble.
I'm not saying New Orleans can't go win. I just think that Seattle gets the win. We got Carolina and San Fran. I think San Fran's get the win.
What?
Go back game by game.
All right. Well, hold on. First, since Cincinnati, they.
Oh, well, I figured that. Everybody. We all picked San Diego then.
I picked
San Diego.
I took San Diego.
38 points a game at home. I thought it was Cincinnati, too.
I thought, too. Andy Dalton, he did it to me.
Yeah.
Red Rocket.
I told you, Andy Dalton is not consistent.
I agree.
Said that.
If you go back and listen, we both said I agree with you.
He sure did.
He's like the redhead Romo.
And I'm going to tell you something, Harvard. San Diego scares me.
Well, I told you last week, Ryan Matthews is finally.
I'm telling you, they can go beat Denver, man. They're not scared of Denver.
Well, they're going to lose.
They're going to lose.
All right.
You know,
don't even speak those types of words.
Uh-oh.
Well, look here. I picked Seattle and Denver to meet in the Super Bowl, but I'm telling you, every year, if you go back and look, a wild card team get a hair up between their legs and just go crazy. And San Diego might be that team. I'm telling you now. Don't lay down. Didn't they beat them once this year?
Yeah. And we also
they beat them with injured when their players were injured. If you recall, when Denver went to San Diego, they had all their players and they won. San Diego came and we had people on the injury list. Wes Welker, one of the best receivers that we had, was not playing. Now we have everybody back. So I would like to see that San Diego's going to lose. Okay.
Tiffany, I'm not trying to ruffle your feathers.
You already did.
All I'm saying is that in any given Sunday, when the playoffs start, anybody's capable of getting beat on Sunday. I picked Denver to go, but I'm telling y'all, San Diego is a dangerous team.
You're absolutely right. And I have something to say about that in my word on the street. So.
Well, Green Bay choked again, too, right?
They always do.
Nah, they lucked up being there.
They shouldn't have been there in the first place. Chicago should have won that game.
I think they had a good chance of beating San Francisco.
They got one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So you saying?
Yeah. So, but we can move on to
San Francisco going to the bowl.
I think we'll move on to. So, all right. So let's go game by game real quick.
Yeah, we'll make it fast.
Yes. Carolina and San Francisco.
I like San Fran to beat Carolina at Carolina.
I'm going with San Fran beating Carolina too.
San Fran's my Super Bowl team, so I got to stay with them. I hate it because I really like Cam to go with San Francisco.
Hey, I want all my Bama fans to cover your ears. Uh-oh. I'm riding with Cam.
Oh, my goodness.
That boy is special. If you ask Cam at home, give me a caveat. If Steve Smith is healthy, it's not even a contest.
I don't know if that defense is as strong as San
Francisco. Oh, no. Carolina's defense? That's what carried them all year.
Yeah, Panthers had the number two defense.
But we talking Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick is not finna beat you on the back end.
No, he's not.
He's not finna throw. If Colin Kaepernick has to throw to win the game, Carolina wins by two touchdowns.
Yeah, Panthers had the number two defense in the whole NFL this year.
The number two defense in the NFL.
Ever since
Luke Kuechly is a beast.
Back end suspect.
Hey, let Colin Kaepernick run that read option and meet Luke Kuechly.
He don't run.
Nothing about Carolina's defense. Carolina's defense is the truth. I had them as my fantasy football defense, and they were killing it every week.
Their back end gives up passes.
Well,
but Colin can't throw. That's my point.
Have y'all seen him throw to that boy?
Hey, 10, 15. No. He throws to Crabtree, and he runs for the rest.
Derek.
He gets yards after. He gets that yak.
Derek, you've been off for 2 weeks, right?
I've been off for 2 weeks. No, I haven't been off for 2 weeks. I wasn't just here for 2 weeks.
Okay, that's fine because you don't get a vacation the first year.
Dang.
Nobody get a vacation the first year.
So I'm in the hole in my PTO?
You're in the hole in the PTO, but my point is here. I think all of us except Harris chose San Francisco. And what y'all call what, Wolf? What y'all call?
Harris, who you call? I didn't
let Harris make his pick.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and make your pick.
Okay,
I'm going with Carolina as well.
No, word out, word. Yeah. Hey, big hole smart.
Yeah. I'm going with Carolina as well.
All right, there's no lone Wolf on
that. Yeah, I just think that, you know, it's just one of them things with the South, you know, that the NFC South has been underrated the whole season. You know, they really didn't give Carolina a chance.
Mm-mm.
They didn't give New Orleans a chance.
Well, Carolina started out 1-4.
I love Carolina's front seven.
Yeah.
That back end, though.
Yeah, I understand. And so.
But you tried to think about the quarterback. Now, if you was playing Peyton Manning, I would be like, oh, it's no chance. Yeah. Vernon Davis
becomes a weapon because of Crabtree. And then we know Bolden one-on-one, all you got to do is get it to him. He can play his position and get the ball.
He's a possession receiver. Bolden is
what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's a possession receiver. But my thing is, they got to stretch the field. And I just don't believe Colin Kaepernick can stretch the field to beat you.
But they ain't got nobody to go down.
Oh, he might not.
Exactly.
Oh,
everything is 10
Vernon Davis gets down
Steve,
the field.
Steve. Yeah. He's a tight end. He may not
can
stretch it.
But he stretches the field.
He can't stretch the field, but he sure can run it.
I'm telling you.
Luke Kuechly.
All right,
Luke Kuechly ain't going to catch no Kaepernick on our sprint.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, y'all put y'all paycheck up then.
No, can't do that.
I mean, we're going to shut all this up.
Hey, let's go with Seattle and New Orleans.
I'm going to go make it quick. Seattle.
Going with the Seahawks.
Yeah, I go Seahawks. Beast mode.
Yeah, Seahawks.
Yeah, there's no question.
At the home. Yeah, at the house.
So, yeah. AFC, we got San Diego, Denver.
I picked Denver to go to Super Bowl to face Seattle. I'm calling the upset. I'm taking San Diego Chargers to upset Denver Broncos.
And y'all might not see Slick on the show next week. He might not be here. He might end up missing. And y'all already know Team Peyton Manning all day. Go Broncos. That's all I
got
to say.
She got a Broncos shirt.
Y'all got my go. Look, Broncos no football. That's what my shirt says right now. Recognize.
Going with the sheriff, baby.
Oh, yeah.
It's riding with the sheriff.
Noonday.
So I'm by myself, D-Wheel?
Now, I'm going to tell you like this right here. I love Peyton Manning and I love the Denver Broncos. But every team left in the AFC, the Broncos have lost to.
SRT fact.
All right. And listen.
SRT fact.
The San Diego Chargers beat Denver in Denver.
They not scared, man. I mean, I'm telling you, San Diego is the scariest team left in the playoff to me.
So who you taking?
With all that said, I'm going with the big head bandit.
So, Harvest, who did you say? Who you taking?
I'm going with Denver.
So I'm the what?
Long wolf.
Now, I'm telling you something. If Chargers win, please, my phone will be on. Now, if they lose, it's still going to be on. I'm telling you, man, watch Chargers. They got some momentum now.
I already know what you're going to be texting, too. I can't say it on the air.
Yeah.
Rivers.
Patriots against Colts.
Luck
has ran out.
It ran out.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go with the Patriots.
Yeah, the Colts are selling some sweatshirts that say I'm up all night to get lucky, and that luck is definitely run out. The Patriots are going to get all over them, going with New England.
I think it's a shootout, and I think the Patriots' defense is suspect along with the Colts. And I think the defensive end with the Colts.
Mathis.
Have a big play in this
Bama
game.
Bama boy.
If I'm the lone wolf, I'm going to take Neckbeard.
Wow.
I'm going with Luck. I'm going with the Colts. But upset.
If this game was inside in a dome, I would roll with the Colts. But I'm not going against Tom Brady. Because I'm going to tell you, it's set up for it to be a Tom Brady, Big Head Bandit, Peyton Manning, AFC Championship game.
Well, Long Wolf, Steve, because I'm going with Brady.
Here I go.
Go ahead.
All right.
That was a long, long, long.
I mean, that's
wolf.
The long.
That was
wolf.
Way up there in the heels. That sucker way up there, boy.
All right, so hopefully everything go as we said. We'll see. We'll be back next week to talk about all the predictions. Right now, we got D. Wills coming up with his Facebook question of the week and some more Facebook discussion that we'll discuss.
Yes, sir. As y'all know, a couple shows ago, we did the inaugural, what we call it, QOTW, the Facebook question of the week. And we got awesome response on that question. We got some pretty lengthy responses, and we got some, but they were very good. And our winner was, of course, the beautiful Olivia Jones. And congratulate her again, because this is my first time on since then. But this week's Facebook question of the week, since we just had the national championship game Monday night, and they both featured African-American quarterbacks, which was, you know, for us being African-Americans all on the show, it was a very big feat, and we're very proud of that. And what we started to think, and the conversation sparked from that, was who was the best black quarterback in college football history? So, this week's Facebook question of the week for the $25 gift card to the restaurant of our choice,
yes,
is who was the best black quarterback in college football history?
State your case.
State your case. The most. Now, listen, let me explain this question of the week. It's not about proving how smart you are. We're not impressed with you giving us stats. We want the most clever, informative answer you can possibly give us. I don't want you to go to Google or ESPN.com and pull up a bunch of numbers and plug those in and be like, well, this Damian Craig did this when he was at Auburn. Charlie Ward did this when he was at FSU. No, I want you to tell me something that's going to make you stand out and to make you win this question of the week. So, Facebook question of the week, one more time, is who was the best black quarterback in college football history?
That's a good question, too, D. Good question. I like that.
Appreciate it.
I can remember, and I think Slick and I are probably the elder statesmen here, the Alpha Dogs. I remember when black quarterbacks on television was like going home to see the Jacksons.
Yeah, obsolete.
You know, it was something that was truly special. I remember seeing Condridge Holloway at Tennessee.
Whoa, hold on. Rewind. Who?
Condridge Holloway.
Right.
And Cornelius Green played for Ohio State.
Mm.
These were black quarterbacks that played at major schools. And it was something that we took pride in. Once we saw it, it was like, wow, you know, that was big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Doug Williams being the first one to win a Super Bowl was great.
Right.
The only one. Only black quarterback. But, I mean, to see now that we're able to go to these schools and play that position, you know, I think sometimes we take things for granted that we see now. But that was something, man. Just this was like Obama getting in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
To see a black quarterback play at a major school was big.
Yeah.
So, D, I like that question.
Good appreciate question. It. Appreciate yeah, it.
That's a good one.
For all y'all who don't know, we'll just throw some names out in case y'all can't get to the Google search. Randall Cunningham went to UNLV. Charlie Ward, of course, Florida State. Donovan McNabb, Syracuse. If you want to go way back, Willie Tott?
Willie Todd in that Mississippi Valley State.
Yeah.
The satellite, baby.
Yeah.
If you don't know him, look him up.
Look him up. Sir. Steve McNair.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Who else we have?
Hey, I got Mike one, Vick. Steve. Who was the first African-American quarterback on Sports Illustrated?
First on Sports
Illustrated. Hey, man, you got to save some questions for next time, nah.
Steve, you remember?
First who?
First black quarterback on college quarterback on Sports Illustrated.
Hey, everybody take a guess. Charlie Ward.
Was it Joe Gillum?
Tony Robinson.
Tony Robinson.
Tennessee, yeah. That's,
you beat Joe Gillum on that?
Man, Tony Robinson.
Man, Tony Robinson was awesome.
Tony Robinson's on the cover 1 week, and they cut him the next week. Maybe he got caught up in the drug thing.
Wow.
Yeah, Tony Robinson. Tennessee, right?
6'6" quarterback.
Yeah.
He was a bad boy.
That was one of my coach's favorite player. We used to actually study Tony Robinson. Number 10,
he
right?
Was nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was supposed to be one of the top NFL quarterbacks.
Right. Yeah, so
I thought you were talking about Jefferson Street, Joe Gillum.
Yeah. But I was talking about it in college, though. He did it in pros, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I was just throwing some names out for people so they can.
Right.
And Warren Moon, of course.
Warren Moon, of course.
Yeah, went to Washington.
It's a shame. He had to go to the Canadian League to prove himself.
Yeah, so don't look up the NFL stats and, you know, and state your case. Only college.
Vince Young.
the college football. Yeah, Vince Young too. Oh, Jalen, look at Jalen trying to
throw a name.
Yeah, throwing his name out there. He said Vince Young from Texas, but sad what has happened to him. Yeah. And a lot of these quarterbacks, obviously. So we just hope Jameis
keeps it up.
You know, keeps it up and not get pigeonholed until that you need to run more right. And all this other kind of exactly. stuff and just do what you need to do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, word on the street coming up. I got my girl, Jewel of Sports. She went off on Facebook today.
Yes.
Oh.
I had to.
She told them folks, if y'all ain't supporting me, I'm not supporting you.
Yeah, I said I'm going to stop supporting you.
Exactly. Sure so, yeah. D-Will, did my girl go off on Facebook today?
Hamburger.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the Jewel of Sports coming up with the word of the street, the rumors, the hottest facts, bringing it to you. The Jewel of Sports, sponsored by Tiffany and Company. And just for her going off the day on Facebook, I got a special little instrumental that I'm going to play for her. Miss Tiffany, what you got for her? Baby?
Yes, you know we are in the word on the street now with the Jewel of Sports, and we are sponsored by Tiffany and Company, and our slogan is, diamonds are a girl's best friend. All right, now you know we got to get into these ice cold facts. Now, okay, we slick over here talking about the Chargers and how they a hot team. And yes, I'm a Broncos fan, but I'm also knowledgeable about my football. So I can't disagree with him too much on that, especially with this ice cold fact that I'm about to tell you. The last four teams that won the Super Bowl all played the Eagles in their home opener at the beginning of the season. This season, the Chargers did. So that could mean that according to this streak, they could go to the Super Bowl and win again. So honestly, I would not be shocked if they did because of how this streak has been going. And I do know football, and I do know that they're a hot team right now. So I would not be surprised. My second fact here, we did talk about baseball and the Baseball Hall of Fame. So I got a Major League Baseball fact for you. Major League Baseball teams use about 850,000 balls per season. So there's 30 teams in the Major League Baseball. And so 30 times 850,000 is 25,500,000 baseballs that are being used during baseball season. Yes. And yeah, so that's a lot of baseballs being made.
That's a lot of baseballs.
You finna have a kid do a book report just on your information alone.
Hey, you finna have me start a baseball building business.
Right. Gonna make a lot of money.
What?
Yeah, for real. And then I got a third fact for you. This week, when the Cavs played the 76ers in NBA basketball, CJ Miles made a franchise record 10 three-pointers. So that basically made me think about the most three-pointers that have been made in an actual NBA game and who did it. So how many threes do you think have been made in the NBA game, the most?
11.
Yep.
Wrong. It's 12. The person that made 12, it was two people. Kobe Bryant did it in 2003. He went 12 for 18 against the Seattle Supersonics. And then Daniel Marshall did it in 2005. And
Connecticut.
He went 12 for 19. Yeah. Wow. So, yeah. Yeah, it was 12. That was interesting.
That's awesome.
Okay, now last week I spoke about golf and the dimples in the golf ball. And Slick Money over here asked the question, how is the golf ball made? And Slick, I have the answer to your question. Now, factories, when they make a golf ball, they mix a bouncy rubber with other chemicals to make a hot batter. And they take that batter, flatten it out, roll it up, and feed it through a machine. That machine creates marshmallow shapes out of that rubber called slugs. Those slugs go into trays, and then they are compressed in a machine that they call a shape and bake machine. And it molds this, it's a steel mold. And when those trays go in a shape and bake machine, over a ton of pressure gets applied to the top of the molds, and it creates the golf ball shape when it bakes it at 167 degrees Celsius for 13 minutes. It hardens after that. Then it's cooled with water. A plexiglass is placed over the mold, which holds down the extra trimmings, and a vacuum comes and pulls the balls up out of the tray. After that, the golf ball cores are placed in another machine mold, and it pushes the plastic through tubes in a mold cavity, and that forms a shell where they put the dimples on top. So that is how the ball is made. And then the excess plastic is cleared off, and the balls are created. Now, I told you I was going to come back with that answer. Now, in our athlete word on the street, we are talking about Johnny Manziel. Of course, he declared for the NFL draft. And, yeah, he's done with college football. He signed with LeBron James' agency. That agency is the Select Sports Agency. And, he's going to be probably the top 10. Of course, he's going to be drafted. They're saying that he's about the third best quarterback in the draft. He was the first freshman to win the Heisman Trophy. He did break the SEC record for total offense in a game 3 times, and he has the top 3 performances in college history. He also finished 2nd in career yards per game behind Colt Brennan. So, I mean, he basically has the accolades to go, and he also finished his career on a great note by leading the Aggies to overcome a 21-point deficit in a Chick-fil-A Bowl against Duke. He finished with 455 yards total offense. He had 4 passing touchdowns and 1 rushing touchdown. So the only concern that teams will have with him, it's his off-the-field distractions, because, you know, he likes to party and he likes to hang with celebrities like Drake and stuff like that. So their teams are kind of concerned with if his off-the-field distractions will take over him focusing on becoming a great quarterback in the NFL. So we'll see how that works.
On your off-the-field stuff about Johnny Manziel, I'm going to throw y'all a little nugget real quick. Real quick. Johnny Manziel dates this chick who works at a weed dispensary in California.
Are you serious?
No joke.
Oh, wow.
She works at a weed dispensary in California. But you can go look her up. She's online.
Wow.
She is a quarter piece.
Quarter piece.
Quarter piece.
Wow. That's very interesting.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
And that's his third girl he's linked to.
Wow. Well, if you're Johnny Manziel, I'm not surprised.
Exactly. Not surprised.
Not surprised at all.
Tiffany, what else you got for me?
I got a couple hot rumors on the street for you real quick.
All right, hold on. Let me get you some of them hot rumors.
Yeah.
Hot rumor music.
And make sure y'all go like the Facebook page, SRT Sports.
Uh-huh.
Now, in these hot rumors on the street, we did talk about Andrew Bynum and him being traded to Chicago Bulls, and the Bulls have released him. But the rumor is that 8 different teams are interested in him. I'm not sure why those teams are, because, I mean, I don't know what he's going to do or bring. He already said that his heart isn't into playing basketball, so I'm not sure what he would bring to those teams if he played. But those 8 teams are the Miami Heat, the Los Angeles Clippers, the New York Knicks, the Brooklyn Nets, the Golden State Warriors, the San Antonio Spurs, the Dallas Mavericks, and the Indiana Pacers, only because the Pacers wouldn't want the Heat to get them. That's the only reason they would throw their name in there.
It's only 2 teams that would really benefit from getting Bynum, and that's the Miami Heat and the Brooklyn Nets, because they lost their center.
Exactly.
But
I don't see what he's going to do for anybody. Like, he's just.
But you can't coach size, and that's the biggest thing that he brings, is that he's a big body that can alter shots in the middle. You know, you don't look for him to do much else other than that, but, you know, be a big body. And right now, that's what Miami misses, a big body.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you like this. I've watched him a couple of times this year, and, you know, his skill set is undeniable. He has a good skill set. But his body language and how he looks on the floor, like, I was watching him play the other night. He went through, I know, a 6-minute span with his jersey out of his pants.
Right.
And I know that's people looking at me like, oh, D-Will, that's minute. I played college basketball. And my high school coach told me one thing. If you look good, you play good.
I've heard that too.
And he don't look good.
He never looks good.
But let me ask you this. If you, and I'm speaking to you, if you were at a situation where you were with the Cavs and you know there's no chance of you to win a title, but if you could hang on with a team like Miami where there's a shot to win another ring,
I would put my heart in it.
You see what I'm saying? It might bring out a little bit more in him.
But here's my thing. I totally agree with you, but here's my thing. I don't think it's in him. Those knee injuries have set him back so far.
I agree.
But look how limited he would have to be playing with LeBron.
So why not just wait on Greg Oden? Why not just wait on Greg Oden then, if that's what you're looking for? Because you're going to have to pay Andrew Bynum. He's not going to take league minimum, is my point.
But he doesn't have the skill that Bynum has.
Greg Oden, what you're saying
he needs? Yes, he does. He rebounds and block shots. That's all we need.
I don't think he's as good as Bynum.
I'm going to tell you like this. If you
Did you see him the other day? Hold on. Before you go. Christmas Day, when they were showing him, Was it Christmas Day or whatever day it was? He missed a layup with nobody on him.
Who, Bynum?
No, Greg Oates.
He said Bynum. Well,
with no,
you see me try to slip that in there?
With no one on him. I mean, he was doing drills.
Hey, man, that man hadn't played in 4 years.
29.
He
hadn't
played. He's garbage to me. I'm sorry. Bynum is straight garbage
to me.
He's
a bum.
Like, he's done. He's his best time, his prime was when he was with the
LeBron
Lakers.
LeBron could make Bynum look like an all-star.
No, he had Kobe, he had Powell, and he had Phil.
And he won how many titles?
Two. But he didn't win those titles.
But what I'm saying is he don't have to win them now. If he goes and plays with LeBron and Dwayne.
That's the only place he should go then. That's it.
But can he even play, though? That's what
I don't think so.
Like, his knees are so terrible right now. Can he even play?
They only need him for the playoffs. They don't. That's all they need him for.
Right. Indiana.
That's it. They need him for one series.
They're probably. Well, anyway, go ahead, Tiffany. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, I got one more rumor on the street.
And I'm not a Heat fan. So I hope he don't go there.
I don't want him to go either. All right, I got one more word on the street.
What you got, Slick? We here, baby.
There is talk about expanding the NFL playoffs to include two more wild card teams. Right now, 12 of the 32 teams make the playoffs, but there is talk to make it 14. But if that happens, they will have to talk about shortening the preseason, and just a whole lot comes along with that. And Goodell has spoke about maybe it may happen, but he hasn't really looked too far into making it happen. So just be on the lookout for that.
That's
so
that Jerry Jones crap.
It's going to happen.
That's that Jerry Jones crap.
He just trying to get in because he can't go no better than 8-8.
Yep.
But they're making the end of the season be relevant. You see how many games came down to you know playoff implications. Right. So now you put another wild card game in there, you bring more teams into the fray at the end of the year.
Yeah, you do.
You can look at it two ways, though. Let me play devil's advocate. You bring more teams in, but you also give other teams opportunities that shouldn't have opportunities. I understand. Like, the thing is, the big argument is for this football season is the Arizona Cardinals. They went 10-6 and didn't get in.
They would have made it.
They would have made it.
Them and
Chicago, I think it was.
But Chicago was 8-8. Do they deserve to get in at 8-8?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of teams that would be 500 would get in.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying one way or the other.
It would be a good idea.
Whether I want it to happen. What I'm saying is, I was listening to Goodell talk the other day. And his thing was, this year, the way things turned out, where they made division winners play each other down the stretch, and they came down to, you know, win this or get in and all that, he kept all the teams relevant. Mm-hmm. And what this will do is make the game, like, you won't have people sitting people out at the end of the year.
Gotcha.
And you'll still have games that'll be competitive and they'll mean something.
I think the NBA and the NFL need to do away with divisions. Just get rid of them.
Well, it might be moving that way because of what the NFL, he said also in that interview that wouldn't happen if you were a division winner, whether you're 7-9 or whatever.
Yeah, you don't deserve it.
But he said you're still going to get that home game.
That's just not fair.
They just think that the fans deserve it.
And then and also, man, like just not to change it, but NBA, you got the Eastern Conference getting in.
Yeah, they go change that.
Yeah, they got to change
that. They have to. I mean, because the Western Conference is so much better than everybody in the East. I mean, it's just – it's unfair, basically.
But as soon as those draft picks and those teams are able to draft
the good players,
then it's going
to – Look at Cleveland.
Or free agency. You know what it
does. Yeah.
Tiffany, you got anything else for us?
I'm good. That's your word on the street with the Jewel of Sports. We are sponsored by Tiffany & Company, and our slogan is, diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Uh-huh.
Sir. SRT, baby. The Jewel of Sports in the house. Uh-oh. Steve, guess what?
Is it time to go where?
Buckle up.
Into Slick's Money's Mind.
Uh-oh. Oh, hey. Open the gate.
Open the gate, Slick.
Y'all come on in, okay?
All right, then.
Yeah, come on in. Make sure y'all close that gate once you get inside.
Go ahead, D-Will. I'm coming in behind you. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm riding. Let's go.
I'm already in, man.
Are you in, Tiffany?
I need Jubug to come protect me. I'm scared of your other dogs. I need Jubug to lock me in.
Slick, I ain't seen a lava lamp in a long time.
But that's Jubug.
Jubug, walk me in, boo. Walk me
not
in.
Not a lava lamp. Slick got a lava lamp in here, man.
Hey, all these strip club passes in your brain. What's going on?
Hey, do y'all remember those big wooden spoons and forks?
Yeah. Hey, he's hanging on the wall.
the disciples, all of them was laying up on the wall eating the Last Supper. And a plate actually had food on it.
Wow.
Wow.
They got a room back here that said, do not enter, Slick.
Yeah, exactly. Be careful with that. That's the one that we make it happen, baby. Yeah, we make it do what it do in that room there. But welcome to my home. I'm glad you guys could make it. Great show, by the way.
Thanks.
Good show. Sound like it was a classic.
Yes. All the time.
So are we ready for this?
Absolutely. But y'all, we already in the mind, so you
this is going to be interesting, and I need everybody to, you know, give their opinion on this, okay? If y'all didn't know, D. Will was out a couple of weeks in a row. And first and foremost, I'm not against animals, okay?
I love you, bud.
Okay, yeah. Rest in peace, bud. But what I'm trying to make sense of, seriously, is that animal is a man's best friend, from what the slogan is for since kingdom come. That's what they say. Mm-hmm. But I have seen people treat animals better than human beings. And I'm, don't get me wrong. So Advocate Rights, Animal Rights, now y'all can write me and do what you want. But I just want y'all to make some sense out of this for me. Now, Derek, evidently, they had a funeral. You know, when the dog passed away. and my nephew said one of his co-workers' dog had a party at Piedmont Park. So how do you have a party, invite 10 more dogs to your party? What if the dog don't want to go? So he turned to the owner and say, look, man, I want to chill today. Lassie come on at 4. And you want to take me to a dog party at Piedmont Park, really, with these other dogs? Are you serious? So I just need y'all to tell me. You know, you drive down a car, the highway, and you see people with dogs licking them in the face while they're driving down the street. And I'm just Junebug. Now, Junebug is my dog, but he don't be licking me in my face. If Junebug get up in my tetrapeated bed, I'm getting rid of him. I'm serious. So all I'm saying is, yeah, I want y'all to tell me, because I think all of us had animals when we were kids. But I think Derek has one as an adult.
Yeah, that was my first one.
Okay, well, that's Derek's first one. So please help me to understand the importance of this much love to animals. I mean, I'm not trying to trip, but you in my mind. So if you in my mind, I got every right to say this.
You're right.
I mean, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to explain to you.
Be honest.
Since I'm the butt.
No, we're not trying to make light of your situation.
I totally understand, because, yeah, I love my dog. I'm going to be honest with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, you should.
I miss him every day. But I'm going to keep it real. What it is, it's you have love for your pet. You love your pet. But the thing is, your pet gives you unconditional love.
Okay.
No matter what you do to them, they come right back to you, and they show you the same love. Like, I didn't grab the paper towel roll and beat my dog senseless.
Be careful what you say.
I said a paper towel roll.
But that hurts.
If he get hurt from a paper towel roll, like, we gonna have some issues.
Okay. Now, Derek, you're making a little sense here, but this is my thing. Now, if me and Beyonce was dating. Y'all know who Beyonce is, right? Got the hotter album, Jay-Z. If she was dating Slick, and she had
two lucky man.
Yeah, I'm gonna be very lucky. And she have two dogs. Now I won't take care of her dogs for her. And that's because I love Beyonce. So when your woman or man going out of town and you got a house sit and you keeping a dog, how do you do you treat it like your dog, or what do you do? Because dogs are expensive. Cats are expensive. Birds are fish even expensive now. So, I mean, y'all help me to understand this. I mean, Steve, you got anything to say? Because I know you'd had some dogs in your life, I'm sure.
Yeah, I had one, man, that got attached to. Kobe. Rest in peace, Kobe. I think that was really the only dog that I was hurt from when he passed away. And I can sympathize with D-Will on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna leave it alone right at that. Just that's it.
Yeah, we don't want Peter call us.
Now, I had a pet chicken when I was young, too.
A pet? What? Can I say it one time? Boy, stop. A pet what?
Pet baby chick.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say about that one, Hancock. Okay.
Hey, y'all know right. That man from Tennessee.
Yeah, he is. He from
I was in St. Louis when I had the chicken.
Wow.
Oh, you? Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah. Quick story. I was in kindergarten. We went to this private school. They brought incubators into the school.
And you got some violins.
They hatched the eggs. And we all got to take the baby chick home.
How long did you keep yours for?
Till I accidentally rolled over.
I knew something happened. I had to ask. I knew something happened.
Yeah, I was playing with whatever. And he rolled across my shoulder. He didn't quite get out the way.
But your son is cracking up on you right now.
Yeah, because see, I get Joan about that at the house. I told my wife that, and she tells everybody the story. You know, because I cry.
Well, in the kindergarten, you supposed to cry. Yeah,
chicken name was Tito, man. And I'm serious as a hot day.
Yes,
really
you are.
We got this on film. Y'all need to look at Hancock's expression when he say
he's serious.
Hey, it is what it is.
Nah, I mean,
all right, okay. So I told y'all, let y'all in on a little something. I'm inside Slick Money's mind, and I told something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've had pets, but I'm not that person that gets all sad and cries and want to have funerals and stuff when the pet passes away, or like if I'm moving or something, I'll give the pet up if it's too much for me to take and I don't want to deal with it. Like, I'm not that type of person that my pet is my best friend. People are my friends.
Y'all saw my dog when we went over to Reaver's Island.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw. Yeah, the dog jumped in your lap. And
yeah. So.
Well, I appreciate y'all, telling me a little bit about this, trying to make some sense to me, because when I was a kid, we had a dog and the dog was Smokey. and I'm being serious, seriously. And the dog got sick and he had all this stuff in his eyes and he couldn't even open them and stuff like that. So and my mom used to make me clean up after the dog. Nobody else in the family did it but me. And I just said, when I become an adult, I would not have an animal, seriously. And maybe that was my fault, and but I've been fortunate enough to marry somebody back in the day that, didn't want an animal. My kids didn't want a dog or a cat or a flea or nothing like that. So
I said a flea.
But what was crazy to me, and we can get off this thing, is that deers and other animals, you can go kill and shoot. They all God's creation, and we can cook a deer. And deer meat is pretty good, seriously. But those animals people don't care about. Moose, pigs, cows, we eat pork every day, chitlins and all that. So y'all going to make me get a dog. So I want all the listeners that's listening to the SRT show, I want y'all to get back with D. Will and Tiff and y'all the face page. Y'all the face page or Facebook?
Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. And let me know your best animal story, or why is it best to have an animal, or dog, cat, chicken,
snake. I'll put that up for you tomorrow.
Yeah, please put that up, because I want people to write in and let me know, because I'm thinking, if I ever get married again, what if I date a woman that has an animal? How do I act towards her about her animals and what they mean and stuff like that? So I just appreciate y'all telling me that, and that's it. I'm just curious why people have so much love for animals. That's the only reason why I'm saying it, because it was so cold last week. It was so cold. I did not see a cat or a dog walking around in the neighborhood. So it just goes to show you the difference between humans and animals. Homeless people laying up under the bridge. Dogs and cat are inside in the heater. So that's what I'm just trying to make sense out of this. And y'all can help me. So write in to Derek, Facebook, not face page.
SRT
and Tiff, and y'all let them know. They'll let me know, because I don't own a computer. Okay, so the fans, can the fans send some money and so I can give me Harvest? Can you give me some dogs barking so I can go out this thing? And because I do have animals.
Yeah, we're gonna go up out of here.
Yeah, y'all come on up out of my mind, because I gotta go to sleep.
Getting up out of here.
Y'all gotta go to sleep. Okay.
All right.
Make sure you close the gate when you get out, Tiffany. Okay.
Only if Junebug walk me out.
But, you know, Junebug, now animals do have some sense. They always chase the ladies out the house.
Oh, by the way, though, by the way, RIP Button, we do have a new dog, and his name is Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket in the building.
World, say what up to Pocket.
What up, Pocket?
What What's up, Pocket? Folk?
What up, Pocket? Yes, sir. RIP Button.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed What's in the Mind of Slick Money. And we're going to have a little fun tonight. We're going to go a little long tonight. We've been going anyway. Had some rough beginning. So we're gonna do a segment that will entertain you. And this segment is called I Hate It When. And that's basically you just finish the sentence. Anybody want to volunteer to go first?
Oh, I want to go first and get mine out the way. Yeah. Now, y'all out of Slick's mind, right?
Yes.
So we're in a whole new segment.
We good, yes.
So do I start it? You going to say Horace?
No, you say it, and then you finish.
Okay. You ready?
We ready.
No music?
No like music.
We just going to roll.
Because this going to be funny.
I hate it when people come visit you for the holidays. And trust me when I tell you, you can't wait to see company, but you can't wait till they leave. And I'm not trying to, you know, because it happens every day across the world, so I'm sure y'all can relate to what I'm saying. You want your family to come visit you, but you kind of can't wait till they leave because you got to end up buying groceries, spending extra money that you ain't got no business spending, and I'm gone broke, Steve. Superhero, I need to get some money from you, D-Will. I know I owe you some money, D-Will. I just don't have it.
Oh, well, it's all good, baby. I got you.
Yeah, because I'm just telling family drain you, man. And I hate it.
You say you happy to see him coming, but you love to see him go.
See him let it go. I ain't had my bedroom in a while.
Wow.
Folks walking in while you're trying to sleep, they flushing the toilet. And then when you know you put something in the refrigerator, it's open game in my house. Whatever you put in the refrigerator, everybody can eat. Don't be talking about that's mine. It ain't yours if it's in the house with 50 people here. Anybody can get it. But that's when I hate when company comes, you got to make all these adjustments, then you just can't wait till they leave, but you sure want them to come.
Well, I'm sorry for taking that Grey Goose out your cabinet.
Tiff, you want to go next?
Sure. I hate it when I am hungry and I'm in a hurry and I just want to go through the drive-thru and get something quick, and they mess up my order like I'm ordering something brand new. Like, this has been on your menu forever, and you messed it up? Like, I wanted some bacon and no onion. I mean, how hard is that just to push the button to say no onion? I don't understand.
Right.
So when I get my sandwich, and it's got onions on it, after I specifically told you no onions, it's not rocket science. I mean, you working at the fast food place. I mean, come on.
You can't make a hamburger?
You can't make a hamburger with no onion? Wow. I hate that.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. All right, Hancock, what you got, baby?
I hate it when people try to talk sports to me who don't watch sports.
Oh!
That's the worst.
You just want to tell me he kicked a touchdown. All right. Enough said.
Hashtag enough said.
Yeah.
Kicked the touchdown.
That's hilarious.
Was it fifth down?
Oh, fifth down.
Hey, but let me piggyback on you. Don't you hate when they be like, I ain't watched the game, but.
Or it's the Super Bowl. Who playing? How you don't know who in the Super Bowl if you watch sport? If you watch football.
If you watch TV, you know who in the Super Bowl.
Oh,
seriously,
my God.
Yeah, if you watch TV, you should know.
Boy, y'all out of time. D-Will, what you got?
Yeah, as the listeners know, I do a lot of traveling. I still live in the Gump, a.k.a. Montgomery, Alabama. And I come to the A to peel with my SRT crew and get that money from Emory.
There you go.
But I travel a lot early in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm on I-85 north on slab ride, and I hate it when I'm late for work, and it's somebody in the fast lane going 65 miles per hour with nobody in the slow lane. They see me riding their bumper. I'm flashing my lights, and they still don't get over.
Because they thinking, it ain't nobody in the slow lane. Why don't you switch lanes and get over?
Like, I'm looking at you like, seriously? The speed limit says 70 miles per hour. You going 62.
In the fast lane.
I'm coming up on you. Now, I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to let you know. I ride a big V8 F-150.
Mm-hmm.
And I be on their tail. So when that big thing go, that mean get over. And then, I'm going to tell you, my middle finger, boy, it hurts so bad.
Getting a workout?
Oh, that thing get a workout. And I ain't talking about in a good way. I'm talking about that them folks that I be riding down the street. Look at that. You know what I'm talking
about? Oh, my goodness. Y'all but I hate it. Chain. All right. This is more of a pet peeve for me. Oh, my goodness. We all got cell phones. They all incoming, outgoing. They all work for both people. I hate it when a person calls me just to tell me that I hadn't called them.
Boy, stop. They do that?
What her name is?
They doing that to you, people?
I mean, they call me and say, you know you ain't called me, right? What? I mean, so what's the big deal? We talking now. Oh, my God.
She love you, man. She love you.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I like that.
So, I mean, enough said.
Hashtag
I mean,
enough said.
Yeah, hashtag
don't call someone to tell them that they have not called you. What's the point?
Hey, go to the SRT Facebook page and post your I hate it when.
That is hilarious, Horace. I'm serious. That was funny. I'm serious. This is a classic show tonight.
I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Classic.
We appreciate it.
And don't forget, y'all, animal lovers. I mean, help Slick out, okay?
Right.
Because the next woman I marry might have some animals, and I got to learn how to make adjustments.
You do?
Absolutely. Because I got to tell you, if it's Beyonce, she can have 12 dogs. And I'm telling you what, they can get up in the bed with us, too, if they want to.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you, please write Derek on Face Page and... on Facebook, okay, and Tiffany, and y'all, they'll let me know because me and Steve don't have an account. You got an account, Steve, finally?
Yeah, but I don't know how to get to it. I got it one time, and I, you know.
It is what it is.
Jalen, you got to help your dad out, man.
Yeah, but I'm sure y'all would let me know, bring out. Matter of fact, whoever can give me the best reason why the animal is the best man's friend or best woman's friend, I'm willing to give them something, whatever they want. I might.
Wow.
Just make him a CD.
No, I ain't gonna make him CD. I'm gonna go big. I'm gonna go big. Okay, then y'all bad. Say, do what big, CD? Yeah,
you gonna do it big. You gonna do it
big, then.
I'm willing to send them to New York for a weekend.
Whoa.
Yeah, Slick didn't hit the lottery for real. I was just broke last week. That's the beauty of knowing Jesus Christ.
Wow.
You can be broke one day and wealthy the next.
Yes,
so
sir.
If you can give me the best reason. I'm serious. The best reason why you should have an animal, I'm flying to New York City, the Big Apple.
Man. I'm finna go make me a fake Facebook page.
I think that said it right there. It's time to get up out of here.
Yeah, he said, y'all think I'm playing, though. But guess what? This is my last night for the SRT show. Slick is on the way to Fox Sports. Harvest wouldn't go, but I'm gone. I'm going to send all y'all a postcard from Jamaica. Me and about 10 of these girls hanging out by the pool. I'm going to have my shirt off. I got tattoos everywhere. Looking like a light-skinned Rick Ross. And I'm telling
you. folks.
I could not deal with you right now.
Hey, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. SRT Sports Roundtable, episode number 20. I
almost spit my ward out.
Oh, he is a mess.
Please hit us on Facebook, SRT Sports. We also on Twitter, Sports Roundtable. That's at Sports Roundtable. We spell the round with RD. Go to HM3Inc.com, click on podcast, get the latest episodes that we have. And I want to give a shout out to my whole crew. We created a vision tonight, and it looks like we go walk through this vision and make it happen.
Yes,
I also want to give a big shout out to all our loyal listeners. Got to give a shout out to Mr. Roosevelt Flanagan, all the way out in California. He's been a loyal listener since day one.
Roosevelt.
Yes, sir. Roosevelt.
Appreciate the love.
And he told us that we are improving every week. So he really liked the show. He liked the addition of Miss Tiffany being on the show as well.
Thank you.
And that's about all the shout-outs I got. Anybody got some more shout-outs?
You know I got some.
Yes, sir.
Let's you know I shout-out the people that support us on the SRT page and that like the page. I'm going to shout-out a few people that like the page today. I'm going to shout-out Super Sammy Veal. I'm going to shout-out Teresa Cook, Kyle Tony, and my homegirl, Tori Banks. Thanks for the love, y'all. Keep liking the Facebook page. Keep interacting with your crew, for sure.
There you go. For sure. D-Will, what you got?
Yes, sir. Same thing, man. You know we do a lot of Facebook posting, man. I want to just shout-out my boy. He did a lot of talking this week. I just want to shout out my boy JPZ. What up, Pratt? Jonathan Pratt, man. Showing you love on the show, man. Good job this week, man. Keep it coming, man. Get your folks to post up. The Gump Town. What up, baby?
Hancock, what you got, baby?
Ain't got nothing, baby. All my boys know. I told them keep listening, keep supporting the show. That's about it. I'm just happy to have my son in the house with me tonight.
Uh-huh.
What's up, son? What's up?
Jalen.
Jalen's in the house.
Jay Will.
Shout out to Parkview.
Parkview in the house.
Parkview in the house. Slick, you got a shout out?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the crew. Y'all looking good. Denver Broncos in the house. Hancock with the Florida State winning the championship. D Wheel back from a funeral. Good to have him back in the house.
Uh-huh.
And we got the point guard that always doing his thing, dishing out them dimes left and right. But I just want to tell everybody that's listening, if you ain't in a church home, find a church. God is good. You don't know how good he is until he do something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the faith, and we'll see you next week. Big year for 2014 for the SRT show. Harris is the point guard. Steve is that shooting guard. D Wheel is the small forward.
Mm-hmm.
Slick is the center. And Tiff just do what she want to do. She run on the court with her two piece on and run back off the court. Then she go in the bathroom and come back out, put makeup on. She do every position. Thank all of y'all. Seriously, I love you guys. Great show.
Want to do a shout out, Jay? You straight? Shout out to my brother Josh Smash Man,
hey,
baby.
Josh,
engineer,
air,
engineer
baby.
In the building.
Engineer in the building,
Josh,
baby.
Josh got us on the air.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, our engineer.
All the way live, baby. Yes, sir. So we about to head out, folks.
Boogie. I'm headed home, baby.
Like the Facebook page. See ya.
Peace out. Slick going to somewhere out of town next week. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going somewhere. Peace out, folks. Bama.
Yes, sir. This big hoe, Slick Money, Miss Tiffany, Mr. Hancock, D. Will, Smash Man behind us.
You folks.
And it's the SRT crew in the penthouse, 300 floor, SRT, baby, episode 20. And we out.
See ya.